We have an incredible asset in the Hay Spring Bridge. We're very thankful.
Dozens of citizens crowded into city council chambers in early August to comment on the use of vacant land adjacent to the Hay Street Bridge. At that meeting, council members voted in favor of an ordinance that would allow the city to transfer the parcel to Alamo Beer Company based on owner Eugene Seymour's proposal to build a brewery and multi-use complex on the site.
We're getting one of our last signatures here.
How many is that?
2,800 plus one.
Monday, Gary Houston, a founder of the Hayes Street Bridge Restoration Group, joined other members outside City Hall to announce they had gathered signatures on a petition in hopes of forcing the ordinance to a vote before ground is broken on the commercial development.
The process of delivering these petitions will reopen the transfer process and should postpone at least any groundbreaking or development.
Houston said his group had worked with the city for over 10 years on developing a neighborhood park on the land with hike and bike trails to connect it to the Mission Reach. Member Nettie Hinton said her group was betrayed.
What we hope to accomplish is that with the 2,800 signatures on the petition, that this city governance will finally decide that in the eyes of the citizens and the voters, they are going to do the right thing for the right reason.
City Clerk Leticia Vasek accepted the petition, and her staff was counting signatures at the close of business Monday. But Vasek said whether the group has enough signatures is not relevant.
Our city attorney has informed me that the area is not designated as a park area. Therefore, the petition would be invalid.
We've got the paperwork that indicates they were all for a park. It's a part of the city's master plan.
Hinton presented a copy of Texas law that states that land claimed as a park may not be sold unless voters approve the sale.
It's a part of the Dignity Hill Neighborhood Association's community and master plan. It's everything that the city has been doing in that part of San Antonio for the last 5 to 7 years.
If council determines it will not place the issue before voters, Alamo Beer is scheduled to break ground before the end of the year on a complex that will contain the brewery, a restaurant, and a skywalk leading to the Hay Street Bridge. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.